Beeline to her. Oh, yes. Sumbani, yes. Tedani, never. Teda give me late in dinner some shit. Some shit, tetable. Seba making sudden me pretty loud cable. Now on tennis in doing, talk about making you want me. Teda make you sudden, huh? Tension, kidding, never name. Tension, kidding, never name. Kevadang pime theda chudim suma la soba karbo gebe lenu lekbar kevadang pime theda chudim suma la soba karbo gebe lenam lekbar cheba teni gejin la soba thongwa dida zunyin je nawa sarwa tam yinchi lekbar cheba teni teni gejin la soba thongwa dida Zunyin jinawa shawa zang yinji. Sala sobe ngobun dil hongba ni ma yinu. Xie chawa. Tetawa yang tawa xieba me kyang. Zunyin la ngobur sungne. This is not ngobur sungne. Rinpoche says ngobur sungne. Ngobur. Tawo nga naro ngwesa ngwe. Pa naro pora pora. Tawo nga naro ngwesa ngwe. You have to write prefix ta. Ngwenjuk ta and jenjuk sa. For the nga. The last second last line. Shiva me kyang zungyen la ngopur sungne. Ngopur sungne. Ngopur means the real things, the things. Zungne gyawa chepe wangke saye tingi mi lune shifre de rang khang dwe de lhar ni gyawar gyoro. Yes, gyawa tang pime theda. So this man and woman, gyawa means man, pime means woman. Man and woman, deda. Sultim sungwa la sokba. Sungwa means to literally to protect. It means, I think you, in English you say to keep, you know? To keep right discipline. La sokba. Keeping right discipline, etc. Karpo gevi lenam. Karpo means the white. White means a positive. Gevi lenam is then. The wholesome deeds, the wholesome, the positive, the wholesome deeds. Karpu refers to gevile. Karpu gevile, no? Lekpar chepa. Lekpar chepa means they practice well. Lekpar chepa means tenis, they practice well. Teni means by this. By the practice, by the well. By the proper practice of these, the white, the positive, wholesome deed, such as sultan right discipline, keeping the right discipline, etc., by the keba and the pume, jajin la soba thongwa dida, and then to see, thongwa means to see. God Indra, etc. etc. means then other god and goddesses and the palaces, etc. You know, the beautiful palace, the immeasurable beautiful palaces, etc. are included in the song. Jajina Soma Thoma Deda. This vision, you can say now here vision, is used as a noun here. Thoma Deda. These visions of God Indra, etc. Zungyin Ji Nawa Sharvatam Yinchi. Zungyin is a image, you know, a reflection. Nawa means appearance. Shara means to appear or manifestation. Appearing of the appearances of the zungyen, the images or the reflection. Yinchi is, this ki is not genitive case. This ki is shows when ki is used in between after the yin, after the auxiliary verb, then it is followed by a contradictory sentence. The meaning which is contradict. The statement, the following statement always contradict to the first statement. Whenever ki, the genitive particle comes in between. Pardon? As a style of language, just Yin ki, here that ki means but, you can say. Ki is but. Lala sokbe ngobo dirong bani mayino. But, lala sokbe ngobo dirong bani mayino. Lala sokba means the God, etc. Ngobo means the things, the real things. This is ngobo. Tao nga nara ngwe sang. Ngobo means the things. Dir means here. Here on the lapis lazuli ground, that means lapis lazuli ground. Hongba means to coming. Mayino means not. Gyajin la sokpa thongwa di da. The appearances of the gyajin la sokpa thongwa di da. The appearances of the of the reflection. The appearances and of the reflection of the gyajin, etc., which are seen by teini, you have to go back, by the proper practice of the wholesome positive deeds, by the positive deed, such as sultim, such as keeping the right discipline, etc., by the man and the woman. The vision of the God Indra, the reflection, the vision of the God Indra, etc., by the practice which appears, by the practice of the wholesome deed, by such as, you know, sultim, etc., by the man and woman, is just appearance, yin ki, now, is yin ki, yin means is, tam means just, nama sharva, is appearances of the reflection. But not, that means then, ki means but, mayino means not, at the end of the sentence, but it is not the real thing which came, the real things of the God, etc., which came here. It's okay? Pardon?
Is it referring to the conduct between men and women?
No, it's more that. Like, Sultim is not stealing, not telling lie, you know, and keeping fast, and then...
Is it that Sultim or the one you talked about last night of Gordon's?
No, this word, this Sultim is Jigdenbi Sultim. Refers to mundane Sultim, you know. Sungwala Sobo, Karwo Gevelenam. Not only the sexual relationship, but all other things also included. The refrain of all the other 10 unwholesomes.
Sharwa
means to appear. Nawa means here, in fact, Nawa is also, Tongwa and Nawa is almost same. Tongwa means, Nawa is also vision, you can say. Not, just to appear. Pardon? Nima sharwa, no. It's appearing. Nima sharwa, metao sharwa, nawa sharwa, all of you can. Nima sharwa means to rise the sun, to appear the sun. Sun is appearing. And nawa sharwa means appearing the vision, to appear the vision. When you see the television, vision is appearing to you. But appearance itself is vision, in fact. Well, one, nawa here used as noun, sharwa is as a verb. Yeah. Meto sharva means then to appear the flower, means to bloom the flower. Meto sharva. And nama sharva tam yingi is just appearances of the visions, of the reflection, yes. Of the reflection of the image, of the form of the Indras. Yingi is not the real things such as, it's not the real things came down such as the God, etc. Shechawa te taburu yang tapa sheva mejang. Mahino, shechawa means thus. Te taburu yang tapa sheva mejang. Although they do not know, this you have to take first. Oh, I see, yes. Te ni means by. Sorry, it's a big mistake. Daini means at the end of the sentence, you know. Daini, the fourth end of the beginning of the fourth line, Daini. This refers to Daini by Keva the Primit. Daini is by them, means by the Keva and the Primit, who keeps the Chultim, etc., who keeps Chultim, the positive Dharma, who practice positive things, positive and wholesome things, such as Chultim, etc. Daini. This you have to take. Although do not know that, then you have to go. That appearances of the reflection of the God Indra, etc., is just appearances of the image of the reflection, but not real things they have, the real gods they have come down on the earth. Although they do not know this fact, you know. Shiva mejang, zunye la ngobro sunye. Pardon?
Who came down on the earth?
The God Indra. The appearances. Although they do not know, these Keva and the Prime, this man and the woman who keep and who keep the fasting, Chultim, etc., who keep the Chultim and who practice the positive, wholesome things, do not know that this appearance that they have seen is just appearance and not the real God Indra and his attendants came on the earth, you know. Although they do not know, zungye la ngobar zungne. However, zungye la ngobar zungne, they clinging or ngobar zungne, holding the reflection as real ngobo, as ngobo, you know, as things, as substantial. Ngobo means really substantial. Ngobar zungne. Gewa chebe wangke, then holding. Perceiving or taking, you can say, zungwa means you can say, taking these reflex zungyans as ngobo, as ngobor, as real things, gewa chebe wangke, then they practice, then by the practice of the wholesome, sai ting mi luni shiphate, sai ting means on the earth, mi luni shiphate means after the death of human life, mi luni. From the human body, shiphate means after when they die, rang khang dhapa dhapa ni kewar gyuro, and will be born. Rang khang dhapa lhar na. Rang means oneself, khang dhapa means whichever he likes. Lhar ni means in the God or as the God, kewar gyuro means will be born. Means after the death on the earth, as human being, then they will be born. As the God, as or in the same form of the God whichever they liked, or whomsoever God they like, they will be born in that form. By what? By the practice of Gyawa Chibe Wangki, due to the or by the power of the practice of the wholesome. In with what attitude? You know, holding and perceiving these reflections as something real. So they also had a strong wish to be born in. Pardon?
Is existence of the God realm dependent upon the existence of the jiktin of this world?
The appearance, you mean?
Uh-huh.
No, this example is just imaginary example.
Oh.
Is it imaginary? Yeah. Rinpoche says, takwa thasung ipe. Takwa thasung ipe means suppose, you know, say. Takwa thasung ipe, when you give the example. Takwa thasung. Takwa is takwa, permanent is takwa. Yeah. Tasungwa, takwa ta, mao ta ta, takwa tasung, yeah. That means
supposition,
sort of. You know, in Nagarjuna also gave the example how precious human body is difficult to obtain, you know. Then he gave the example, one blind tortoise is there, and one then yak is there, and the yak moves here and there. It is not possible, but if it is possible, suppose, you know, then. So the difficulty of this express with this kind of example, saying the suppose, you know. And therefore Rinpoche says now that in modern time we have a lot of examples. He says the television example is much better than the Indra's example, you know. In those days these things did not exist. So then most suitable example he had to give. That was the only possible. Yes. So now we don't need to say suppose. Like television, you say just, you can start straight away. Suppose there is one thing, object like television, then something is in that. We don't need to say that. We can say straight away, like television. And further, rang du bilhani kyawar gyoro. Now I shall attend the Shindu Zambuling Manam Gavala Shubar Chow Nyambi, Yang Kulong number Tawar Major. Now I shall attend these appearances of the appearances, means this appearance of this vision. Teni Shindu means very, this teni means this very appearances of the visions. Shindu means very Zambuling Manam Gavala Shubar Chow Nyambi, Yang Kulong number Tawar Major. Teni Shindu means very Zambuling Manam. This Shindu goes. Then Shintu means very, we'll find out the suitable place. Zambulingbanam, the beings, the people in the, of Zambuling, of Jambudvipa, Gyawala Shubar Chao, will be engaged in the wholesome. All the people on the of Jambuling will be engaged, or shall be engaged, in the wholesome practice, in the wholesome deed. Nyambe means thinking like that. Kulong is number tawa matching. Kulong means motivation. Number tawa means the conceptions, you know, matching. Means the nawa sharva teni. This is the subject now. The appearances of this vision does not have the Kulong, the motivation and the conceptualization, conceptions that these peoples on the earth, on the Jambuling, will be established, will be engaged, sorry, Jukpa Chao means to make, to enter is Jukpa, in fact. But here, will be engaged, you can say, will be engaged, will be made to enter in the practice of the wholesome. Number Tawa Meji. This Shindu goes, pardon? Kulong is a motivation. Yeah. Kulongki number toba means the kulongki number toba, the motivation conception. You can say, you can separate motivation and conceptions. Nyambi, Shindu kulongki number toba, kulongki Shindu number toba meji. The Shindu goes where? Nama shawateni. And this Shindu gives meaning of at all, you know. Does not conceptualize and does not have the motivation at all, you know. Yes. I think this Shindu sounds like at all. Tawane, you know. Tawane yomare. Yoruba? Yomare. Towa mechin. And bezul yowa meba yimba. Towa mechin. It doesn't have the conceptualization. Mechin. Bezul yowa meba yimba. Bezul ki yowa mepa yimba, teta meki, and also bezul ki yowa mepa. It is not, this genitive case it is used, bezul ki yowa mepa yimba. It is a movement in yowa mepa. It is not moved by the effort, then there should be sa.
It just doesn't move from his.
Or you can say the yoga means the moving, the movement of effort, you know. Mm-hmm. Movements are made by effort. If you take as a genitive case, then the...
Yeah, I think yoga is one expression because it doesn't go from its place, and it goes, doesn't go from its,
yes,
place without effort.
Yeah, if it goes from one place to other place, then it is done with the effort, you know. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But this is without effort. The yoga is without effort, you can say. Effortless yoga, an effortless mebayin, an effortless moving. Teta meki, although it is like that, teta meki means whole, teta means like that, meki means although it is, meki whole together, although it is like that, teta meki. Then kyang you can take as however, Or you can take as a comma. Although it is like that, however, sai tengi mi yulna nebanam, sai tengi mi yulna nebanam, those who are living in human country, means human world, on the earth. Nebanam, ngusu gyawala joshing, and to engage them in practice directly, and gyune means indirectly, ngombar debe kopangla jove, and applying, engaging. Gyune means indirectly. Ngombar dope means that which is wished for or longed for. Kobang means the state. La jorwa means to engage in that. I think here la jorwa is to establish, yes, I think. Yeah, jorwa means. Jorwa means normally to get sticked, to stick in something, to adhere or to stick. But here to establish in this state which is wished for, which is desired for, which is desired. Ngombar dope kopang means the desired or the wished state. This side is wrong, side should not be there. No, kopang, not panga sapang, only panga. Kopang la, jorwe, tuen shenpo dan deman yi yeba neso. So now the subject is the nawasharwa teni, you know, these appearances of this. Although the appearances of these visions does not have the motivations and the conceptions, and also it is doesn't have an effort to move, and although it doesn't have the motivation, yes, and the motivation and the conception that all the beings on the earth should be established, should be engaged in the wholesome practice. And also it doesn't have any effort. However, and this one, without being, even though it is without effort, without conception, without motivation, it engages all the people in the human realms, human world on the earth, engage in the wholesome deed, directly and indirectly, it establish them, you know, in the state that which they wished. That refers to the God realm, isn't it? Kopang means Kopang here. Kopang state refers to the state of the God.
What means directly?
Gyune. Gyune. Oh, sorry. Gyune means indirectly. Ngusu means gyune. Ngosum is directly, Gyunim is indirectly.
Through putting them on religious practice.
Or you can say immediately this vision engaged them in the practice of the wholesome, directly, yes. The direct function of this appearance of this vision is to engage the beings in the wholesome deed. An indirect function is to establish them in the state which is wished for, you know, which the beings wished. So that is, the state is God. So nyevar nepa yinos, is the subject, nyevar nepa yinos, the verb of the subject. This Navasharvateni, Shindu never never know. This Shindu goes never never know. The last at the end, you know. Navasharvateni, this appearance of these visions, never never, you know, means, you know, Tonshimbodan Deva Niki is a manner, never never, you know, is a verb, is what you call? Exist, you can say, never. Never never means exist. Where Shindu never never means properly and very well exist. Tenshimbodan Devanyi, with a great meaning, with a great purpose or meanings. What is that purpose? And the verb. Then object comes, all these two lines in between. Now, second, the meaning, explanation of the meaning, falls three under three headings. Nangsul, the way they appear. Tengir, to strive for some purpose, you know, Tundu Nyerwa. Tundu Nyerwa is short form. Tengir is a short form of Tundu Nyerwa. Tundu Nyerwa means to strive for, to seek, yes, to seek for. Tengir means seeking. Tengir means seeking the, yeah, the purpose or the aim. Mito Chang Tun Chepao. Although does not, Mito Chang, you can say, without conception, Tun Chepao means to act for Tun Chepao. Tun Chepao, to act for the benefit. Deshin Ne Tongar Gyurus, now, Deshin Ne Tongar Gyurus. Then you give up from your side. Tishin, you don't know. Tension, but you never know. Oh, Tishin, that's what you imagine. That's what you and them go by. Ransom Lanan, Zosangi, Sangdang, Tendang, Page, then Batang, Chakbatang is Yang Batang, Shubatang is in Batang. Jolam Nansot, Zebat, Sivet, Chun is Sungbat. We soon Yamar Shadu, Chunu Naman Nansot, Zebat, Nansim Boj. Same gen, you told your rules. You are talking about the meaning, and the meaning is now. Pe te shin du, like this example, pe means example, te shin du means like this example, te pa tang, zun du la, so ba nam ki, mi tun chok, ma te pa la so be, chi ma me ba chen du che ne, te pa tang, zun du tang, chen pa la so be, yun de nam rim ki, gom be wang ki, rang ke sem tang la ju wa la, na wa zo be sang ji ji, zu ji gu yang, sen sang sun ji tang, pe je ji ju den wa tang, renga, Faith, Teba means faith. Faith and Zundu is Zundu in enthusiastic zeal or the diligence. La Sokwa means etc. Namki means of these. Mithun Chok means the opposite. The the contradict, that which contradict Mate Bala Sokwa. Mate Bala Sokwa. Disbelief or what do you call faith? What is the negative word for faith? Belief is a disbelief, isn't it? It's faith. Faithlessness, etc. Chima meba chendu chene. Chima means this strength. Meba chendu chene means what is to undo means what? To undo.
Like you undo a shoelace. If something
is not
tied up,
yeah.
You undo it.
Like a untie.
Yes.
Like to untie.
Yes.
I see. Meba chendu cheva means to meba chendu cheva means to destroy. Or to destroy. To make an existence.
Yes.
You know? Kwa undo?
Undo.
Undo, yes. Meba chendu cheni. Undoing, you can say, having undone. The stains such as madepa, faithlessness, etc., which are the mithuncho, which are the opposite of the tsundu, etc., diligence, etc. Chene, theba dang tsundu dang, chenba la sobe yun dena rimki gombe wangki. The wangki you have to take first by the power of the practice, gombe means practice, by the practice of, then you have to go in the beginning of the sentence, tepa, diligence, faith, tsundu, diligence, or the enthusiastic zeal, and temba, la sope. La sope? Tepa dang, tsundu dang, temba dang, dunba dang, tingin zin dang, sherab dang, must be all, many things. Dimba? Temba is memory. Here memory means, I think, is a mindfulness, yes. Temba means mindfulness. Gewe mikpa la mijebe temba. Gewe mikpa mijebe temba. Rinpoche says that gewe mikpa mijebe temba. Gewe mikpa mijebe temba means that the mindfulness or the remembrance, remembering, not forgetting the wholesome object, the wholesome aim and object. This temba here. Gewe mikpa mijebe temba. Yeah, temba. Normally temba means remembering or memory, you know, or mindfulness. Here the mindfulness about or the remembering of positive things. Pardon? Yeah, mijebe temba. No, temba, the meaning of temba is mijebe, not forgetting. Mijebe. Not forgetting, unforget. The unforgetfulness, the unforgetting of Gewe Mikpa, the wholesome object, is temba here. Last of the yundenam, etc., all the qualities, by the power of the gradual practice of the qualities such as tepa, tsundri, and the temba, etc. Rangisem thamal kyuvala, in the clear mind of one's own. Rangisem, one's own mind. Thangwar kyuvala means in the very clear and pure. Thangwar means pure, yes. In the pure mind of one's own. Kyurba, yes, sorry. Kyurba, it's misprinting. Gayata kyasi kyur. Gayata kyasi kyurra kyur. Gayata kyasi kyurra kyur. In the pure mind of one's own, due to, you know, how it becomes pure, then it's showing by the power of the practice of, gradual practice of the qualities, all the qualities such as tepa, tsundri, temba, etc. Then in pure mind, la nangwa. Nangwa is that appears. What is that which appears? Zobe sangji ji zukiku. The zukiku, the form kaya, the form body of the perfect Buddha, Zobe Sangye. The appearances of the form kaya of the perfect Buddha, Senzang Sunyi Dang Peje Yeju Dang Denba, endowed with the 32 auspicious signs and 80 examples. 80 exemplary. So in this context, Rinpoche says that when we count the 32 qualities of ripening quality. So I asked then where this 80 exemplary signs should be included, although they are part of the physical quality of the Buddha, physical and But then Rinpoche says they should be included in the, as a part of Senzang Sunyi. Senzang Sunyi, the 32 auspicious signs are like the flower, like the petal of the flower, and the 80 signs, the 80 examples are exemplary auspicious signs. Not auspicious, yeah, like auspicious signs are like the karsavarati kidr, polar, like the polar in the flowers.
Pollen,
not polar. Pollens. It's like pollen, he says. Means that should be included in the 32, as a part of 32, not only as a part of, as a more important, more essence of, Such as he says, the nail of the Buddha is like copper, red.
Yeah, it's only detailed explanation.
Yeah, more detail, yes, more detailed qualities, more the in more detailed number, you can say, in detailed number.
And included in the 32.
Yeah, and his nails are like. You know, in the last chapter of the Abhisama Alankara, the one whole chapter is about his physical description. Tuvesemo Sangdota. Mr. Buddha's nail is like, the nails are like Sangdok, like the color of the copper metal, you know, red. So, Maybe people use nail polish to show it, that, etc. They are like the, you know, like you say, like a pollen. So they should be a part of this 32 sign. Then, Yeju Dembatang, Renga, Ku Chakbatang, Sindhu Sengbatang, Jogbe Sangji Ki Ku. So, Jogbe Sangji Ku is subject here. Jogbe Sangji Ki Ku, the ground of the ground where he appears is, yeah, Jogbe Sangji Ki Ku is subject. Then the action, the verb is Yang Zhishe Bala Sabu Chulam, Chulam Namba Naso, Jabba Chenna Duja Shiva Nyangam Devu Sunda Renga Chuji Chuba 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 Chuba. Yes, not subject, yeah, subject you can say. This perfect, the body of the perfect Buddhahood, Tongar Gyuru, Semjen Namji Tongar Gyuru, Kalvatan Demisanjana Gitomar Juro means will be seen by the beings who was endowed with the Kalva. Where Buddha has seen Rangisem Tamar Juvala in their own mind, pure mind. Then how Buddha is seen, in what form he is seen, then Sensangbo Sunju Tsangyi the Demba, endowed with the or adorned with the 32 qualities, 32 auspicious sign and 80 exemplary sign. Then renga ku chakba tang de shin du xiang ba tang. Sometimes renga means sometimes, ku sometimes, ku chakba means ku means body, chakba means walking, strolling or walking. Tang ni de shin du and the same and like that xiang ba and rising up, getting up, you know, standing up, standing, walking. Dala Shukpa, sitting on the cushion. Yeah, Dala Shukpa Tang.
That means they see.
They see. They see, like a picture, you know. There, Rinpoche always gives the example. Their pure mind is like the screen, white screen. Mm-hmm. You know? And.
What is
Kuchakwa? Kum is body. Chakwa is to walk. Walking. Cham Cham.
But Cham Cham is not written like that.
It's a different spelling. Cham Cham is colloquial. Yeah. Cham Cham is colloquial. Chakba is a real word. You know. Pardon? Shengba means standing. No, it's always same. This form is always same. Shengba is always past, future, present, and imperative for all. The same form is used. Like Jukba, you know. Pausha Jukha says Jukba means to sit, to stay. Jukba is a verb, you know, which never changes. Very regular one. Like in English, you say to cut, you know, see you to cut. Mm-hmm. That kind of action. Huh? Yeah. And then is a carpet, sit, chairs, carpet, chair, etc. Then a shubha, sitting on the carpet, etc. Carpet and chairs and especially cushion, I think. Carpet and cushion, etc. Shubha, on the clothes, some clothes, you know. And nalvi chair zimba, and sleeping for the sleep. Nalva chira zimbatam. One is a commentary, one is a root word. Therefore it is used. Nalva. Nalva and zimba, both are honorific. Yeah. One is used as a noun, one is used as a verb. And sleeping for the sleep, you know. Or you can say, going to bed to sleep. Xianyang shekbala sobe. And beside this, Xianyang is moreover. Yes, Xianyang is moreover. Shekbala sobe. And going, Shekba means going, Chakba means walking, that's the difference. Mm-hmm. Chakba, you know, in the beginning, Chakba means walking, Shekba means going, proceeding, or going one place to other place. Shekba la, so etc. Cholam, cholam means all the physical conduct is called cholam. The physical behavior or conduct or movement mm-hmm. or action, all is cholam. Cholam. And la Shekba means. This cholam is not, cholam is not physical, verbal also. It's body and speech relate. All the action and the behave and way of, the related to concern, you know, pertaining to body and speech, yes. Activities, yes. Physical activities, body activities, and the speech activities are called chalam, specially refers to chalam, etc. Then chalam namba na sobatane. Chalam namba na sobatane. Chalam namba na sobatane. Chalam namba na soba. Different kind of chalam, zebachenda, acting, you know, acting different ways. And dujala shiwa nyangalindi chuli sumbatang. Then yeah, now the speech, IT. This one mainly refers to the body here. Yeah, this chalam refers to body. Only. And dujala means to the beings who are to be tamed. Shiva nyangalindi chuli sumbatang. And Shiva Nyangalindeva Chuen Sungba. Chue Sungba, he teaches the Dharma. Sungba means to teach, to say, honorific. This Sai Shu Sung Asa Sung should not be there. They have written Sab down below. It should not be there. I think first it's not written there, then they thought it should be written. I think the one who made this original copy for the printing press, you know. Then first he thought, oh, past tense, you know, Buddha did like that, it's Sungba, why we should not say? He did not think in the general view, you know, all the Buddhas do like that, Buddha of past, future. He interpreted his own way, I think so. He thought, this is referring to Gautama Buddha, you know, who did this. That's why he put the past tense for me, but not necessary. It means in the original was very correct, you know. The original was very correct. So then the second time when the wood block printing was made, so then he did the Sungba.
I mean,
yeah, Sungbatang. This is made in Rumtek, you know, in India, not Tibet. In Tibet, it's very, very correct, you know. Very correct in Tibet. The original text, very correct and grammatically. Very correct. Because one cannot do what they like, you know.
Do they bring all these texts out, or do they do them by memory?
They draw the text,
yeah.
The real text from Tibet. Then they thought that this, the text they brought from Tibet will be finished one day or some, and it will be destroyed.
Okay.
So then again they made wood block,
yeah.
What do you call it, silography or something.
Mm-hmm.
They made the silography, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when they made the silography, then some mistake. Then in India things became very, you know, free. Everybody became free. Nobody can check to each other, you know? Or everybody is a refugee. And, yes. And there's no discipline much, you know. Just Sungbatang. Chuen Sungbatang. Then teaching Buddha, and teaching the Dharma, which Shiva Nyangalen Debe, which brings the peace, which brings the liberation, Nyangalen Debe, which past, you know, Deva means to go beyond, you know, which makes go beyond the sorrow. That is peace. Means that which brings liberation and nirvana. Which brings nirvana. Nirvana means what? Shiva. Renga chue misungpa ni nangdu yangda jola, nyambar jogata. Renga means sometimes. Chue misungpa without giving the teaching, without saying any teaching, without teaching dharma. Misungpa, again he had here. Misungpa, sa should not be there. Then para is better, misungvara, you know. This sa also should be crossed. Misungvara, ni nangdu yangda jolan nyambar jolan. Nangdu means inwardly. Yangda jolan. Yangda jo is again nyamisha, you know. Yangda jo is used as a noun here. Nyambar jakba is used as a verb here. Yangda jo means, yangda means perfect. Perfect and and correctly, jogpa means to, you know, to rest in meditation, to keep oneself in meditation, in the concentration, yangda jola. Nyambar shakwa jiva. Nyambar shakwa is sit in meditation. Shobara. Nyambar jakwa churvata. Nyambar jakwa churvata. Again, nyambar jakwa. Set in meditation. Again, here it is used as past tense. Nyambar shabar. Nyambar shabar. Nyambar shabar churvata. Sitting meditation, you can say. Sitting in meditation, inwardly, you know, keeping oneself in the in perfect keeping. Literally, it's in perfect keeping. In perfect, it's quite difficult to say. Yang da jo. Nyambar shakpa. Jo is the present tense form. Ya is the past tense. Shabar chuvat. Stayed in meditations. Zuchu la sokde. Pardon? Not stayed in. Pardon? Jo is the present tense. Yang da jo is noun here. Therefore, the present tense is used. And the Jagbar Kyurva, pardon?
To remain in meditation,
to absorb in meditation.
Is Shakti sitting or position or?
No, Nyambar Jagba, it goes together. Nyambar Jagba. Nyambar Jagba is keeping in balance, you know, literally. Nyambar Jagbar Kyurva means kept. Being oneself kept in balance. Balance means without being distracted from the external things, or also without being distracted by the inner, that is meditation itself. No? You can be distracted by meditation itself also. You can be distracted by voidness itself also, because you cling to that. When you cling, then you are distracted. When you hold it, grasp it, then you are distracted. So Nyambara Shava means to keep in balance, means without free from these two both. So that is used as a verb now. And all these explanations used as a verb here, you can say as Nyambara Shava Juvata. Zuchu La Sobe, yeah, then Nyambara Shava, sometimes Rinpoche says that in the very beginning when Buddha, after the attainment of the enlightenment, you know, and first he wanted to teach the beings, then again he thought that how the beings can understand this profound discovery, you know, the truth which I have discovered and attained. So then Rinpoche quoted some, that's quite famous quotation. Buddha says that Sapa, profound Shiva, peace-giving, you know, very pacifying, Trivabhadam Charva, free from conceptual creations, Vasal, a clear light, Dumache, non-compounded, Dujita Vichushik, like the nectar-like Dharma, I have discovered. Dala nye means I have discovered. Sula tenye kora minupe. Nobody will understand if I teach it. Mimara naji ingsu inyavarsa. I will not say anything and stay in this forest. First he said that. You know? Then the god Brahman, Indra, etc. Then the five bhikshus, you know. The five people, the five mendicants who become his first disciples. The Tathul, Katayana, etc. You know. The five monks, they requested Buddha to turn the wheel of Dharma. You know, then he teaches. Yes. Yeah, mainly this, yeah, they were. They came after, yes, right. They were with him. They left him.
Yes.
Then they became disciples. Brahman Indra, mainly, yes. Brahman Indra, they were first disciple, right.
Yes.
They were the first disciple. Well, they also joined the teaching, of course, yeah. The one who requested, the host, sort of, you know, was Brahman Indra, yes. So this refers to like this kind of things, you know. Then, Jutul Asobha, Chutul Namana Sobhata, Zebhata. Jutul and Chutul is really, there's no difference much. Jutul is miracle. La Asobha, Chutul. Zuva means to disguise, you know, in the false appearance.
To appear with a magical body or our body?
It's like magic, really. Magical body is done through the through spell, through object, you know. Yeah, through spell, through object. Spell means mantra. Through spell, through object. Zedanga, yes, zedanga, mainly, you know. Through spell and through the, but Jutul is not necessary to be done, but just only directing the thought, it can be done. So Jutul is a very powerful, a very superior kind of magical illusion. A superior illusion, you know. Jutul is a superior illusion. Chutul. Chovada, Chulva. Cho itself. I don't know this. There must be some meaning, I think. Cho itself have some meaning, yes. It sounds to me like that, because Jutul, Chotul, you know, the tool is applied with two different kind of words. It means Zu has the meaning of, yes, yeah, Zuva means to disguise, you know. Disguise, or to false appearance.
Zut- to be more general word.
More general word, maybe. Yes. I think so, yes. Chuntul. Zutul naso. Chuntul naso whatever. Sounds the same almost. Zutul laso be. Chuntul naba naso whatan zebat. Zutul, etc. Different kind of chuntul. Chuntul is shown here as a general. Zutul is shown here as a particular. It's a number, not so bad, yes. And then to act, you know, different kind of, to show different kind of chutul, miraculous performance, such as jutul, etc. But in fact, it's the same, there's no difference. Well, according to this text, one is general, one is particular. Ta zepatam, hoji jingho tang dembe, hoji jingho tang dembe, zindang chimbo chendang. Zindang Chimbochen you have to take first. Zindang Chimbochen, very majestic, very bright, very shining. Ziji Chimbo Dang, Dang Chimbo. Ziji Chimbo, Zi and Dang. Zi means Ziji, Dang means Dang, you know. Ziji Chimbo and Dang Chimbo, you have to expand like that. Very majestic and very bright, you know. Shining, you can say. Dang means shining. Dang is shining, yes, shining. You know? Very bright and very shining. Pes, this sa is due to, because or by being, because of the, by having, yes, by having vajikilkhor, the mandala of light, disc of light, that means, what do you call this, aura? Vajikilkhor. Vajikilkhor. Kilkhor means the disc, or the anything round, anything mandala, the mandala of light, the light mandala, or the light disc. That is aura tang dembe. Siji chimbo tang. Chela sobe. Namchul thaye, but namchul means then, again, namchul. Namchul and jutul is same, namchul. Namchul is emanated and created. Anything created by miracle power is called namchul. Creation is. Number tulva, you know? Yes. Spontaneous. Tulva and tulva is the only difference that. Tulva is a transitive verb. Tulva is an intransitive verb.
So it's a thing which is made by miracle power, or is it a special thing which is...
No, especially not made by... Not made by... Not made by... Appearance due to miracle power.
This is the appearance.
Yeah, appearances of Namchul. Due to miracle power, you can say. Miracle power, which appears itself spontaneously. Namchul is all that spontaneous, you know, appearances are called Namchul. So, Namchul. Thayebar means endless and immeasurable. Karvadan de Mesemjanam Yitomar Gyoro are seen. All these are seen, described up to here. All immeasurable. Namchul means manifestation and emanations and appearances are seen by the fortunate beings, kalvatandimi. Literally, fortunate beings, kalvatandimi.
What's dembe?
Dembe means having. Kalvatandemba, same the beings having kalpa, the beings having fortune or having good karma. Tongar gyuro means, are seen. Are seen, you can say. Or will be seen also. Yes. Tetong ne tobar gyuru se tene. Then tetong ne jang dwe den ba. Tetong ne jang dwe den ba sangji ni jirab jo de. Te ju yang da lang mo ne ni dwe be kobang tobar se es. Je son de tabi sem jen. Oh. Yeah, the body of the form. Zukiko. The Zuku. Zukiko. Zuku is same, yes, it's synonyms. Zukiko. Because Zuk, there are two kinds of Zuku, you know. No, two kinds of Zuk. Kadok Zuk and Ibji Zuk, you know. Shape form and color form. So he's referring to shape form mainly. Of course, color is also there. Buddha said.
You mean it can be like a color form without a shape form and it's still Zuku?
Pardon?
It can be color form without shape form and still it's Zuku?
Yeah, the color form. It is Zuku. It is Zuku. Still it is Zuku, yes. It is a form. Here, Zuku means the form of the body. The body form, which appears in the pure mind, by seeing this, Sangye, also by seeing the form kayas in the pure mind, Sangye tobar debe, dunbadang debe, gone, Sangye tobar debe, dunbadang debe, gone, gone, I think we have to take first, through, gone means through having, dunbatang, through having dunba means the wish. Dunba means wish, and dunba means wish of the wish, and dunba means a tendency also. You know, sometimes tendency also, not paksa. Tendency in the sense your inclination of your mind. You know,
aspiration.
Like aspiration, yes. Mava and Dumba is almost same, you know. I think it is in synonym, it should be. Mava and Dumba.
Is it always, like, aspiration is always to go higher, but is Dumba sometimes to go lower?
No, not. Okay. Both can be, both general, very general, both. Can be.
Aspiration and Dumba is also.
Yeah, Mava and Dumba same. It's same exactly. And aspiration of desire, you know, aspiration which desires to attain the Buddha, through having the aspiration which desire to attain the Buddha. Sangji ni nyu tu thobar chabe chirtu, gone. And then in order to, sangji ni nyu tu thobar chabe chirtu. Chirtu means in order to, sangji in order to, thobar chabe means to attain. Nyu tu means quickly, sangji ni is the Buddhahood. In order to achieve the Buddhahood very quickly, then they engage in the, they raptu jorvais, they perfectly engage, or they engage very well in the gevala, in the geva, in the wholesome, such as thoba, such as learning, etc. Thoba, samba, and gomba. You know, the Rinpoche says thoba, samba, and gomba. Raptu jorte, they engage themselves. Te drupje ki gyu, and then te drupje ki gyu. This te refers to the Buddhahood, Sangye. Sangye ni te drupje ki gyu. Samba changju chodo semje badan. Then the cause to accomplish it. The cause to be accomplished it, yes. The cause to accomplish this, that refers to samba changju chodo semje badan. To produce a bodhicitta, or to develop an enlightening attitude, enlightening mind. Kebatang. Pardon?
What is the cause to produce an enlightening mind?
Yeah, bodhicitta is the cause, refers to bodhicitta. To develop the bodhicitta is the cause to achieve that. You know? Changju chodo sem kepa, to develop the bodhicitta, to produce the enlightening mind, attitude or mind, is the cause to achieve that, to accomplish that. That means the sangye ni kepa tang. And the jorwa is not pa, it is a wa. You should close it. Jorwa means then practice, right? Jorwa means the practice. Samba changes to the same kepa. Mind, you should transform it into enlightening mind. you should change it into enlightening mind. You should develop it into developing the mind or attitude into enlightening ones. And jorwa parulu chimba to dubala soba. And jorwa the practice, then parulu chimba to 6 parameters. Duba means to accomplish 6 parameters or to practice the 6 parameters. That means la soba. Yang thakwa lang name is. Yes, here Rinpoche says why it is called Parol de Chimba. Here Parol de Chimba is Parol Nyangde Tang Te Dubar Chebe Tap Jimba La So Gyu Tula Jeming Takbe Na Parjin Tuk Chicha. Why it is called these 6 parameters are called parameter? Because parameter is gone beyond. Gone beyond is the result, it's the fruit, not the cause. So Rinpoche says here that the name of the fruit is given to the cause here. Because Nirvana and the Buddhahood is achieved through the practice of the six perfection. Therefore, they are called the perfect one, the gone beyond, the six gone beyond.
But they are the cause, aren't they?
They are causes.
Yes, but they have the name of the fruit.
Then they have name of the fruit. They have the name of the fruit. Because like Nyun Mongpa, you know? Nyun Mongpa is also name of the fruit, in fact. Kalesha. Kalesha means troublesome. Affliction. Pain, you know, suffering. Nyun Mongpa means.
But then, Nyun Mongpa is in the same way cause too, isn't it?
That's why it is cause. Name of the fruit given to the cause. Docha, desire, anger. These are called affliction. Why? Because they bring afflictions.
I understand.
Yeah. So in the same way, this is also name of the fruit given to the cause. Dubala soba yang tawa langba nes. Then, yes. By practice. Yeah. Through the, then, changju shoda semke badang. By seeing this, you know, through the seeing, this is quite long sentence. Even after seeing this, also by seeing the zujiku in their pure mind, then through the aspiration, you know, to achieve the Buddhahood. So then, in order to achieve the Buddhahood very quickly, then they engage themselves. First, they engage themselves in the wholesome deeds such as learning, reflecting, and meditation. Then after that, they should finish learning, reflecting, meditation. Then they should develop bodhicitta. It doesn't mean that, you know. Jorte means you can say having, you know, or by applying themselves or by engaging themselves in the wholesome deeds such as Thoba and Samba Gomba Sherap, then develop the bodhicitta, their mind, they change their mind into both enlightening mind, which is the cause to achieve that Buddhahood, and then they engage themselves to the practice of the 6 paramitas, etc. Yang thakwar lang name is adopting all these properly. Rimji khombar cheval. And adopting all these things mentioned here, Thoba Samba Gomba Sherab, Chanjushudu Sem Keba, Farul Shiba Tula Duba, etc. Proper adoption of these. Rimji khombar cheval. And then by khombar cheval means making acquainted with these gradually. Khombar cheval means making themselves used to them, making oneself used to them completely or gradually and khombar cheva. You know khomba is?
Custom.
Making oneself, accustomed to or acquainted with that, you know, completely khombar cheva le. Dabe devu thar chima zobe sangi ni thobar cheva to. Dabe devu, the desired fruit, that is thar chimba. Thar chimba zobe sangi. The perfect and ultimate and the perfect Buddhahood is achieved. The state of the Buddhahood is Thobar Cheto means is achieved. Thobar Cheto is achieved by this. It's okay? It's clear? Achieved. Then sumbani nawanes. Now third. Nawa tini shindu yang tome yoa mebani. Teta nanya jitina tunshe bani yevani. Dine rangsim nangwa chi sosi kiwi mi chemi, teta nangya zuu tongde teta alani tenye gyururus. Rimki tetong la dene tekwan dilan neba na tang nangki tamba chukuni ishi miki tongwa gyururus. Sem thangpa lan nangwa sangji teni, shindu yang semzingi tenji tang ditar chao, nyambi kunglong namba tongwa mejing. Sem thangpa lan nangwa sangji teni, Sem thangpa lan nangwa sangji teni, this very Buddha, which appears in the pure mind. Shindo yang simjingi twenty than the chawanya begunong and number to one matching. Simjingi twenty than the chow, didang, means does not have the conceptions and the conceptual motivation, thinking that something you tend to do, I will act for the benefit of beings this and that, ditang ditawo, like this and like that, you know, ditang ditawo, like this and like this, this and like this, yes. Literally, ditang dita means this and like this, means like this and that. I think you say in English like that. I will do this and that. Mm-hmm. You see? You say that way, isn't it? And the very Buddha, which appears in the stainless mind or in the pure mind of the beings, does not have the conceptual conceptual motivation, thinking that I will do act for the benefit of the beings this and that.
This way and that way,
you can say. Yeah. This way and... Pardon?
What is the Ta just in the view of this isn't that our...
Ta.
Ta-ja.
No. Di means this. Tang means and. Di means this. Ta means like. Tawu. Tawu, short form, you know. Di tawu chao. I will do this and like this. Literally. I will do like this way and that way or this and that. This kind of conception he doesn't have. Matching. And Bezolji Namyang Yoa Meba Yila. And his Namyang means Namyang Yoa Meba Yila, you can say, is never moved by the effort. Neither he has conceptual motivation that he will do this and that, nor he is moved by the effort. Meba Yila. Teta Nayang. Teta Nayang whole expression. Nevertheless, I think. Teta Nayang is literally, although it is like that, yes. Although it is like that, Sangji ki zuk tongwa teni, jikde na dulja na ngosu gewe tawa yachin bola joshin. Sangji ki zuk tongwa teni, this very vision of the body of the Buddha, this very seeing of the form of the Buddha, literally, jikde na means Duljanam ngusu gevetawa jachimbola jorshin. This very form of the jorshin was engaged at the end of the sentence, and engaged, then duljanam jigdenna, you go. The beings on the earth, on the world, ngusu gevetawa jachimbola jorshin means then engaged in the great deal of Gevitawa in the root of virtue, directly, we assume it's directly, Gevitawa. Jachimbu, very Jachimbu. Jachimbu means, you know, I think you say great deal, don't you? Engage them in a great deal of virtue. What's a great deal? It's many, isn't it? Yeah. At large amount, right, then it's okay. In the great deal of the wholesome, the root of the wholesome deed, directly, Zuki, the Sangi Zuki Tongwa is subject here. Jigden and Duljanam is object here. Musu Gevetawa Jachimbola Jorwa is a verb here. Jorwa is a verb, sorry. Duljanam Musu Gevetawa Jachimbola up to here is object. Jorshin. Gyune Namba Tamje. Then indirectly, what happened? Indirectly, Namba tamje kembe nila. Jarvas, it engages or it establishes in the number thamji kemba nila, in the omniscience.
Is this number thamji kemba?
Number th- all knowing. Kunchen, yes, same. Kunchen, number thamji kemba is same. Shiji number thamji kemba, that means number thamji kemba, the one who knows all the aspects, literally, right? Number thamji. Or number means the kinds also. Pardon? Yune is one word, indirectly. Directly he engaged. The vision, yeah. The vision of the Buddha, directly the vision of the Buddha engages the beings on the earth in the great deal of wholesome actions. And, you know, and indirectly it brings Buddhahood, that means. So this tension is the same Thakbala now with Sangye Tini, Shindu Yang, again like before, you know. Same Thakbala in the beginning of the sentence, same Thakbala now with Sangye Tini, Shindu, never in La, it goes at and jumps, you know. The appearances of the Buddha, the very Buddha which appears in the pure mind. Same Thakbala, pure mind. Never in La means. And always exist. Always, never means always exist. Always and closely exist. Not far off, but close and always. This never is also upsarga. Exist. Exist. Tuen Shimbotan Deva Niji with a great meaning. By having a great meaning or with a great meaning. What is it with the great meaning? Then this, you know, explain in the two lines. Meaning, then three lines, you know. Semjin Tendi Dandi Chaunyam Kulong number to a meba. Bezul Jinam Yoa meba yimba. Sangi Jizuk Tonga Tendin and Duzan Musu give it our Jashimbo Jorwa. Juni number Tamje Nimba Nila Jorwa. These are the meaningful, great meanings. You are never yin. Zuku Namtu Taya Bandini. Zuku namtul tayeba dini. Dini means this very immeasurable. Tayeba means endless or immeasurable. Namtul means the miracle. Namtul means apparition. Yeah, we should say apparition. Apparition. The apparitional body. This endless and immeasurable apparitional body of the Buddha. Or emanated body of the Buddha. Rangi sem thakbala. In which context he says this one? Number thamje kemba. Yeah. In the context of the number thamje kemba nyimba, number thamje kemba nyi, the omniscience hood, the omniscient mind of the Buddha. So Rinpoche says that from the ingrid yerme ki chanes, the true nature of the mind, from the ingrid yerme point of view, yes, from the point of view of in this is what you call it, inseparability of whiteness and the clear light, from this point, the omniscient mind of the Buddha and our true nature of the mind is same. There's no difference. However, the difference is that his mind is, you know, free from the veils. Our mind is not free from the veil. So he says in Nambathamji Khyamba, in this context he says that one. Never yin last. Zugu nam thaya bande rang sem thabala thon tham sangi ji zunyen na wa tham yingi thar thog sangi ne mai no zugu nam thun tha na ba thaya bande rang sem thabala thon tham sangi ji zunyen na wa tham yingi this emanation of the body of the Buddha which appears in our mind in the pure mind of the beings rang sem thabala thon tham sangi is the rangi sem thakpala, in the pure mind of one's own, tantame sangji ki zungye nangwa sam yinje, it's just the appearance of the image of the, it is just appearance or the vision of the image of the real, the ultimate Buddha. Tantame sangji means ultimate Buddha, ki means of, zungye means the image, nangwa means to appear, sam means just or only, yin ki means is. These zugu namchul thayabadine, these immeasurable and endless apparition of the body of the Buddha, then you have to jump at the, almost at the end. Tsam yinki is just, then you go back from there, is just the appearances of the images, of the image of the Tantame Sangye, of the ultimate Buddha. Sangye ni maino, but is not Buddha. It is the images of the ultimate Buddha, but not the Buddha. This ki, you know, again, yin ki, it should be kaida kyaku ki. You should close it. The genitive particle. This genitive particle, this kind of genitive particle which comes after the verb, when it comes after the verb, it always shows, you know, some contradict meanings. The following statement is contradiction or not favorable to the first. Tartukbe sangye nini maino. It's not the ultimate Buddha.
It should be
in South. No. The ka should be closed. It should be make ga.
Ga.
Yes. Kaeta kyaki uki. She chawar maino. She chawar chibasozu ki yang tawar mishemus. So all this one, chibasozu she chawar means das. Das refers to up to here the statement. Shiva sosu kyo yang thawar mi she me. Me is means although, you know, again at the end of them. Mm-hmm. Although, Shiva sosu kyo, the child, ordinary being, the children, ordinary beings, you can say, the children, ordinary beings, yang thawar mi she me, does not know, do not know, do not know properly or do not know properly do not know mm-hmm. properly and very well, yes, very well. Although the beings, the ordinary child do not know, then you have to go back. This fact, you know. Sangye nyina mayin up to here. All this statement. Although the children who are ordinary beings, children of ordinary beings do not know this fact. Here Rinpoche says that jiva is also there, different kind of jiva. And jiva, according to the age, that is, we call child, real child. Here is jiva is a, what do you call, jiva is a figurative, yes. Figurative, yes. While the ordinary beings are called jiva, it is figurative. To the Buddha and the Bodhisattva, they are like jiva, like a child. Kilungi jiva, Rinpoche says there are three kinds of jivas. And the jiva in relation to child and lunpo, yes, the stupid or the or stupid and then foolish, yes, foolish is also called child. And then they turn matopala jivas, you know, those who have not realized the ultimate truth or the truth is also called child. First one, genshun ki chiba, the child of age.
No, this is okay. The
figurative
one.
Figurative? Second and third one is figurative. First one is real, you know. We call it child, he is small now, child. That is not figurative. Second and third one is child. The foolish are also called child, that is figurative. And the one who, the ordinary beings who have not realized the ultimate truth are also called child, that is also figurative.
Is there a word for adult?
Pardon?
Is there a word for adult that's figurative for being mature and for being one who's realized?
Tall.
Tangsong.
Tangsong is not figurative. Tangsong is also kind of figurative. Tangsong is not figurative.
No.
Not. Yeah. Tangsong can be jiba, No, comparing to Buddha, he can be Shiva. Comparing to us, he is not. He is gone up. Like this, you know. It's comparative. Tedanayam, although it is like that, Sangji Jikunyi Thongwa Lejang, by the seeing of the Buddha, even by, Chang means even, even Le means by, Chang means even, Le means by, even by, Thongwa means seeing, Kunyi means this very body, Sangji Ji means of the Buddha. Although it is like that, even by the seeing of the very body of the Buddha, Tawa Bhin Dulja Thedala, the Dulja La is four or two, yes. Duja Theta means to these beings who are to be tamed, and Tawapo means who are the onlooker, you know, who are the onlooker of this vision. Tawin Chimbu Yobarkyude and Yobarkyude becomes very great meaningful. Becomes very meaningful, yes. Tawin Chimbu means very meaningful. Rimji, because, then the te is because here. Yobar kyurte, because rimji zuji kute thongwala. Thongwala. Tenne, sangji thobar chave chetu. Thekwa chimbu, chul. Thekwa chimbu chul samondi la nesin. Nyam sul lembe kalwatan demba namji. Sosu rang rikbar chava. Tendambe semji rangshi oesam. Chuji ku. Nambar thamji chogun demba. Tombanyi ni nyambar shi. Midawai shi ni migi ngosumdu saman demba. Thongwal kyuro. Kyurte, Rimji, gradually, Zugji ku te thongwa la tenne. Zugji ku means the form kaya. Te thongwa la tenne is by. Thongwa la tenne. Tenne is also due to here. Due to seeing the form kaya. Due to seeing the form kaya. Sangjin ni thobar chabe chude, thekwa chimbu chul samudhi la nesin. Due to seeing the form kaya, so they chul samudhi la nesin. They abide seeing this. Then sangjin thobar chabe chedo, in order to achieve the Buddhahood, thekwa chimbu chul samudhi la nesin. They abide in this profound way of the great vehicles. Chul means the way, you know. Or system, this they abide in the system of the great vehicles. This chul means refer. Rinpoche says demba niji chul, the way of true dual truth. Demba ni kunzob demba and thandam demba. Nesing lam nyam sul lembe kawatan demba namki. Kawatan demba namki. I think this should go first. Because Kalvadandevanam, you should go first. Yes. Because Kalvadandevanam ki by the fortunate beings or by the Kalvadandeva beings, who due to seeing the form kayas abide in the profound way of the great vehicle in order to achieve the Buddhahood, and lam nyam sulemba, and practice the path, lam nyam sulemba, and practice the path. So so rang rigpar chawa, thandhame sangji ji rangshin, vayasalva, chuji ku, namba thamji chodam deba, tongba nyini, nyam sha namba midobi si ki miki, ngusun thongar kyoro. These kalvatan deba beings, now we have to jump at last. Isiji migi ngosum to salvar thongar, clearly and directly sees through their transcendental eyes or not. Isiji migi means wisdom eyes, yeah? Through their awareness eye, through their jnana chakshu, in Sanskrit, jnana chakshu. Jnana chakshu means wisdom eyes, yes.
What does that mean, wisdom eyes?
Pardon?
What does that mean?
Not fleshy eye, that means. Not this flesh eye. True wisdom, that means. The wisdom is It's figurative, you know, this one. Not figure. Metaphor? It's a metaphor. Wisdom eye. The eye of wisdom, yes. The eyes of wisdom. That means wisdom itself.
So Yeshi, is that like saying, I guess she is like another sense?
Get an operation. Yeshi here? Here, Yeshi is a transcendental awareness.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate awareness. Awareness. With awareness eye, they would see directly and clearly. Now, what they would see? Now the object comes here. Rang rigpar chawa. Thun thambe sem yirang shin salwa. All rigpar. Rang rigpar chawa. That which is to be seen, to be perceived by oneself, not by external cause. That means, you know, soso rang rig chawa, you know, soso rang rig shiva, soso rang rig in the beginning, the same rigpa. Thun thambe sem yirang shin. Thun thambe sem yirang. The supreme, Dhamma is endowed. Endowed with all kind of supreme, which refers to Tongpanyi. Nyamsa number me talk by Yishiki. Nyamsa number me talk by Yishiki Miki. Oh, yes. Nyamsa number me talk by Yishiki is the, now this is the instrumental case. Nyamsa number me talk by Yishiki Mik is the Mik. He is the instrumental. By the eyes of the transcendental, by the transcendental eyes, or by the wisdom eye, nyamsha number me tokpe, by the wisdom eye of, no, nyamsha, wisdom eye of, the wisdom eyes, yes, which abides in the nyamsha, which number me tokpa, the which abides in nyamsha without conceptions, toward you. It's okay. Tongba ni ni nyamsha number mi tokpe yishe ki miki ngosumdo tongwa gyoro. Ngosumdo and salwar tongwa is the manner of seeing, right? will be seen directly and clearly. That is the manner. And then what is the instrument with what? The wisdom eyes. Where is the wisdom? What is the wisdom eye? The wisdom eye which number means, which doesn't conceptualize in nyamsha. The wisdom eye, that which doesn't conceptualize, is always in the nyamsha. Nyamsha number me toba yise, you know. We had before also. The nyamsha number me toba yise, jetop sheja number jebi yise. Rava? Number me toba yise. And what will be seen, then, soso rangi rigpar chawa, tuen thambe sangi je rangshin, tuen thambe sem je rangshin, Salwa, Chujiku, number Tamji, Chodan, Tongbanyi, all these things are one thing referred with the different names. This will be seen. By whom? By the Kalvadandeva, by the fortunate beings. By the fortunate beings, by the Kalvadandeva beings. That Kalvadandeva, who is that Kalvadandeva? The Kalvadandeva who, by seeing, you know, the body of the Buddha, gradually, and then practice the path, and then we have to go that order. Who, in order to achieve the Buddhahood, abide in the profound meaning of the Mahayana teachings, and follow the path. Tomar gurus, shall we leave here now? Yes. Tene nam de su shi shi le da ge ge wa gong du ba. Tene zhong de ta ye we ma zhang su ze ba me du shi. Tone jang ne chu mi chi mi chi de zhang ju zhu.